1. Preventing children from playing outside at this time. 2. Locking the doors at the beginning of Maghrib time and mentioning Allah's name. Applying these two acts of sunnah protects from the evil of devils and jinn. Preventing children from playing outside, particularly at this time, will protect them against devils. In addition, locking the doors and mentioning Allah's name will keep devils away. This shows the great attention of Islam to protecting homes and kids from evil. This is proven by the following hadith. Jabir ibn Abdullah narrated that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "When night falls, keep your children indoors, for the devils spread out at that time. When an hour of the night elapses, you can let them go. Close the doors and mention the name of Allah, for Satan does not open a closed door." Al-Bukhari number 3304, Muslim number 2012. However, it should be noted that keeping children indoors and closing the doors is just a recommended sunnah, not an obligation. Fatawa of the Permanent Committee, 26317. 3. Praying 2 rak'ahs before Maghrib prayer. Abdullah ibn Mughafali al-Muzani narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Offer a prayer before Maghrib prayer," and he said in the third time of his command, "For anyone who wishes, so that people would not take it as a regular or assured sunnah." Al-Bukhari number 1183. It is also sunnah to pray 2 rak'ahs between the adhan and the iqamah of any of the daily obligatory prayers. Praying any 2 rak'ahs of sunnah would suffice for these 2 rak'ahs. This includes any 2 rak'ahs of regular sunnah that can be performed at this time, such as the 2 rak'ahs of regular sunnah before Fajr or Dhuhr. On the other hand, if a person is sitting in the mosque and, for example, the adhan of Asr or Isha is performed, and there is no specific regular sunnah to be performed, it is still sunnah to stand up and offer 2 rak'ahs of sunnah between adhan and iqamah. This is proven by the following hadith. Abdullah ibn Mughafal al-Muzani narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "There is a prayer between every 2 adhans, adhan and iqamah," he said it 3 times and he added, "for anyone who wishes." Al-Bukhari number 624, Muslim number 838. There is no doubt that the 2 rak'ahs before Maghrib or between adhan and iqamah are not assured sunnah like the regular sunnah are, but they can rather be left sometimes. It is for this reason that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "For anyone who wishes, to make sure that people do not consider them as a regular or assured sunnah." 4. It is disliked to sleep before Isha prayer. Abu Barza al-Islami narrated, the Prophet, PBUH, used to favor delaying Isha prayer, and he used to dislike sleeping before it and talking after it. Al-Bukhari number 599, Muslim number 647. The reason why sleeping before Isha prayer is disliked is that it is feared that one might oversleep, and this may cause him to miss Isha prayer.